Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought she saw her dad in her doorway after she'd gone to bed, but he was wearing a long coat and a top hat. She got up to check it out. No one was there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. And of course, you can get an ad-free version of the podcast and advanced episodes to binge your way on and the whole archive ad-free when you sign up through Apple Podcasts right now. Check that out and get access to all of it right away. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. Let's jump right into the ghost story, shall we? Here we go.
Hello. Yes, I have two stories for you. The first is set in rural North Carolina. My family grew up in a log cabin that was built in the 80s. My sister and I slept upstairs in a loft bedroom. There was a loft that overlooked the great room or the living room. My dad traveled a lot for work, so he would leave sometimes, you know, very early in the morning or very late at night on business trips that would last several days. And it was very important to my sister and I to say goodbye to him when he would leave on these business trips. So I remember one night we were sleeping up in the loft bedroom, and I woke up and I could see what I thought was my dad standing in the doorway, except for my dad had on a top hat, which he doesn't wear, and was carrying a briefcase and had a long trench coat on. So me being a little girl, you know, maybe 7 years old, I'm afraid my dad is going to leave without saying goodbye. So I jump out of bed and I run out onto the loft, and there is no one there. It's completely quiet, pitch black dark, the middle of the night. And I'm frozen with fear because I know that I did not see my dad. But I also know that I did not hallucinate it because I was so anxious about not being able to say goodbye to him when he left on a business trip. And I've always thought about this because I grew up in the home and have never had many other paranormal experiences there. But I'll never forget that because I saw clear as day a tall man with a top hat and a briefcase in a trench coat standing in my doorway. And I always thought that was interesting. I feel very connected to the house because I grew up there. I've never felt scared. I've never really seen any other things there of that nature, but I'll never forget that. My second story is when I was about 19 years old and I had traveled to Germany to stay with my then fiance, who was in the Air Force. And we moved to a little German town, which was about 30 minutes off of the base of Ramstein or Ramstein. I don't remember how to pronounce it. Anyway, so we're living in this little German town, in this house, this old German house. And I'll never forget, I was there alone for about 12 hours at a time while he was in the military doing 12-hour shifts. And I would clean and I would watch DVDs, and there was a dog there that was with me who I had shipped overseas from America to Germany. Well, one time I was in the kitchen, and I remember the kitchen was on the bottom floor, and in a lot of German homes, most of the floors are tile, right? They don't have carpet. There's not a lot of hardwood. It's mostly tile floors throughout the entirety of the house, and it was the same for this house. So I was in the kitchen doing the dishes, cleaning the kitchen, and I heard the very distinct sound of a heavy chair moving in the room beside me. And I knew this because I am a very neat person. I always have my kitchen chairs on the in the table, you know, tucked in neatly to the table. And I heard it, the chair moved slowly, creaked slowly along this tile floor. And I knew that my dog hadn't done it, and I knew that I was alone in the house. So being in the kitchen doing the dishes, I was very aware that something had just moved this chair slowly. And I was scared, right? I'm in another country. You know, my fiance is not home. I'm pretty much alone in this house with my dog. So I finished doing the dishes and I proceed to deep clean the entire kitchen, mostly out of fear because I did not want to leave the kitchen and see that this chair had moved. So after I'm done cleaning the kitchen, I realize there's nothing else for me to do here. I need to walk out. Sure enough, I walk out of the kitchen and I see that one of the large, heavy wooden chairs has moved. It is now facing the living room instead of being tucked neatly into the table with the other chairs. So I slowly walk over to the chair. I move it, turn it back into the table, and then I walk over to the couch and sit down next to my dog, who's asleep. I sit down on the couch and I say very clearly and with intention, I say, "Listen, I know that you're here with me. I do not want to be haunted. If you want me to leave, if you want us to leave, I will leave right now. I will get all of my stuff and I will walk to the nearest bus stop and I will leave. Just give me one sign and I'm out of here." And I waited and waited and nothing ever happened after that. But that will stick with me forever. It was terrifying. And something was there in the house, something strong enough to physically move a solid wood chair slowly across that tile floor. Anyway, I hope you like my story. My stories, there were two of them, but I love your podcast and it's very helpful for me in my long drives to work. So thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing that story. And albeit it wasn't, you know, zombies coming out of the closet and eating people, but that would be terrifying to just know that this happened, that those things moved in your home, and you know darn well that there wasn't a person that did it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me that her way to fight off being afraid is to deep clean her entire kitchen. I enjoyed that part of it, certainly. The first part of her story was about her dad and the trench coat and the top hat. And it reminded me of a situation that I had when I was young, I had a lot of bad dreams. Yeah. And so in the middle of the night, I'd wake up and I'd scream for my dad and he'd come in the room and whatever. So I woke up from a dream and I called for my dad and my dad came in the room, except I knew it wasn't my dad because my dad had certain like pajamas that he would wear.
Yeah.
And these were not those. So then I, you know, I was still in a dream. So I had to scream out again for my father. But that was the creepiest thing. It kind of reminds me of her story of seeing what she thought was her dad in the doorway, but he's got a top hat on.
So with yours, was that a dream or did that really happen?
I mean, I was very young. I don't know, but I at the time I thought, well, I must have just continued to dream as I was screaming out my dad's name.
Sure.
But I don't know for sure.
I remember having, and I haven't had them for a while, but when I was a kid, I'd have dreams where I woke up in bed or I dreamt I woke up in bed and you're thinking, oh, you're getting your day started. You know, and then you all of a sudden you're like, you wake up again. Like, oh, that was a dream. I had one where this would happen quite often when I would be working really weird shifts and stuff. Like if I was doing overnights or something somewhere and then you try and sleep during the day and it's not your normal like sleep schedule. Right. And that's typically where I'd have dreams like that, where I would wake up and I would dream I would wake up like multiple times. And then finally, one of them, you actually do wake up. But then you're questioning that because you've just woken up seven times in the last dream you've been having.
Yep.
And that
exactly.
Can be really weird. Ended up, I remember doing, I was filling in on overnights at a station in Green Bay. My bedroom windows did not have very good shades whatsoever. So I remember like getting blankets and comforters and everything and like covering my windows with that to try and block it out, the light, because it just messed with me so much trying to sleep in the light.
Aluminum foil was my friend when I was doing nights at probably that same station.
I did that once too, and then everybody thought I was growing pot. I had an apartment in downtown in our hometown, and I was working evenings at a different station, And I would, I'd sleep till noon at least, because I'd be up really late. But then I covered my wall or my windows with aluminum foil. And then people started going, like, are you, like, growing? Is it a greenhouse in there? And I didn't even know what they meant at first. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's like, yes, he's got ferns and growing hydrangeas.
Like pot. I'm like, does that help? I had no idea. But it was, I look back on it now, I'm going, yeah, I would probably think the exact same thing if it were me today. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode. If you want to share your ghost stories, 855-853-4802 is the phone number. And be sure to press subscribe on Apple Podcasts or through patreon.com/realghoststories and get access to all the episodes ad-free and get the full archive and advanced episodes and all of that stuff. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.